Chapter 17, I Am Forgiven. God loves imperfect people. Most of the time, we believe God loves us as long as we're making good decisions, resisting temptation, treating people right. We know God is on our side. But the problem with this kind of reasoning is that we all make mistakes. No matter how good of a person you are, there will be times when you don't perform perfectly, times when you have doubts. Times when you fail. You know you should bite your tongue, but you told them off anyway. You said it would be the last time, but you gave into the compromise once again. When we don't perform perfectly, it's easy to think that God is far from us. I blew it. God would never have anything to do with me. I have people ask me all the time, Joel, will you pray for me? I know God would never hear my prayers, not with the life I've lived, the mistakes I've made. I say this respectfully, but sometimes religion pushes people down. It says, if you turn your back on God, He will turn His back on you. If you make poor choices, don't expect God to bail you out. It was your own fault. But the truth is, when you fall, God doesn't turn away from you. He comes running towards you. When you blow it, God doesn't say, too bad, you had your chance. He comes after you with a greater passion. I heard somebody say, when you make a mistake, God doesn't love you the same. He loves you a little bit more. So much so that He pursues you. He will turn up the intensity. He won't leave you alone until He sees you restored and back on the right course. In other words, God will express His love in a greater way. He will send people across your path to encourage you, to help reignite your faith. Or maybe you're out walking through the neighborhood, you hear the church bells ringing, you feel a warmness on the inside. That's the mercy of God coming after you, saying, you may have blown it, but you're still my child. You may have let me down, but I'm not going to let you down. You may have lost faith in me, but I haven't lost faith in you. We don't have to have a perfect performance where we never have a doubt, never make a mistake. Certainly, we should try our best each day to honor God. But what I'm saying is don't beat yourself up if you don't perform perfectly all the time. God loves imperfect people.